Brent sipped. She was. He sipped again, then held the icy glass to his cheek, partially hiding his face. She died in a car accident, in Chicago, in May. The painter put her hand to her sternum. Oh, no. He was relieved they weren't facing each other. It was my fault. I'm the one who killed her. He listened to himself as if to a stranger. I'd been drinking, actually, at a party. The woman inhaled. I'm so sorry. She stopped. You must. I was actually trying to kill myself. I killed her instead, by accident. It was like falling down the basement stairs, unexpected and unstoppable. Brent felt dizzy, unsure of where he was. He knew he hadn't let out this last fact before, not to his parents, or the police, or the psychologists. He felt empty inside, like a chicken from the store with its plastic bag of organs removed. He was glad the woman didn't know his name. He wanted to leave his confession, like his whirligigs, anonymously. It's hard to know what to say, the painter murmured. She set down her drink. They both stared out to sea. From our chats, you certainly don't strike me as a killer, or suicidal. Just look at your artwork. The wind toyed with the chimes and turned the row of pinwheels into blurs. Only someone with a strong life force could possibly have created that. The cicadas pulsed, then were silent.